o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. And it begins with Power Rankings Tuesday.
What, so are we, what's, is the Power Rankings, I actually have a show sheet in front of my face, so I'm curious if I like this or if I'm going to audible.
Well,
does it, how's the juice level of these Power Rankings?
So, and I walked into the, our beautiful studio today. Our security guy downstairs, nice young man. He said, how could the Packers go from being so good to so bad? And I thought, boy, wouldn't that be a great power ranking today? What are the top three reasons why the Packers have went from 13-4, number one seed, to playing in a juiceless football game at Soldier Field in early December? Why?
Well, let's hear it, Windy.
Well, I don't want to start. I will start if you guys want me to. But the top three reasons why things have fallen off to the degree that they have.
That's great.
You're just beautiful.
Because I have to, it's
would have been great to know
tired.
Before right now, but I'm sure
my
we'll
back's
all have
tired.
A list
right.
ready. Yeah.
So my back's tired.
I
love it.
I think number three is injuries. I think the injury bug with Rashawn Gary not being able to play the entire season, the inconsistency that this allowed this group up front with D-Bock and Elton Jenkins, and we didn't know when they were going to be back, and shuffling people, and Aaron Rodgers' thumb, and now his ribs. I look at the injury bug and what it's done to this team this year. I think that's the number three reason. It is not the number one reason as far as why this team has fallen off the way that it has. You guys want me to continue, or are you willing to jump in?
I don't know, Tausch. Like,
my list is ready.
Go ahead. I'll keep going.
No,
but
see, now we're going down the road you did 2 weeks ago when I was sick, where it was you
was
and Josh, and Jason just
how
sat there.
How good was that one with Josh?
Well,
that
wait,
was pretty
no,
good.
I have a list, which, again, if you have this idea, you know, maybe we could have
all right,
spent
my
2 minutes putting it. So are you, do you want to do,
No,
I love
keep
you.
Going. My number
do you want
two,
to do your whole list,
my
or do you want us to
list.
Each do our number threes,
no.
and then our number twos, and then
going.
Our number ones?
I was hoping you guys, because I'm kind of coming off the seat of my pants here, number two is Joe Barry
oh,
and this defense.
Oh, wow.
God, was I wrong. Mina Kimes was more wrong, but I was in the boat with Mina. And Joe Barry never got buy-in from this team, from his group. I should have known earlier when I saw and I heard Jair Alexander
right.
complaining.
After the first game!
Yeah, it's a flawed operation. Joe Barry's operation stinks. It's not as good. The scheme isn't as good, but you know what? The players haven't been as good either. So the defense is my number two reason why this team has fallen the way they have. My number one reason is Matt LaFleur.
Whoa.
It's Matt LaFleur. Yeah. You let Devontae go. And I know that wasn't Matt LaFleur's decision.
Definitely not.
He is the greatest coach in the history of the first 3 years in the NFL.
Winningest.
No,
winningest.
The numbers don't lie in this case. He's the greatest, right? That's what we all said.
Winningest.
All right, he had the most wins in the three-year history of the NFL, which is a long, illustrious history of a great league. When Devontae left, this was Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur. All right, guys, you guys are geniuses. You guys figure this out. We got these weapons. You guys have to figure it out because we believe in you. And this team has not responded to Matt LaFleur this year, period. He has been Teflon. He's finally taking some criticism. I like Matt LaFleur seems like a swell guy. But his coaching this year hasn't been good enough. And this team has not played hard enough, consistently enough for him. There is a monster disconnect between him and his quarterback and the entire team. So Matt LaFleur, I don't want to do this, but he is my number one reason why this team has fallen off the way that it has.
Woo.
I gave him a ton of credit for being 13-3, 13-3, 13-4. And now, you know what? This is how it works. He gets all the credit. Now he's probably getting an unfair share of blame, but that's how this business works. He hasn't bounced. He has not gotten his team up and figuring out ways to win games. They continually find ways to lose games. So here we go.
All right. Jesse, you were very eager to give your list, so I will defer to you first, and then I'll go last.
All right, number three, why the Packers have regressed from being a 13-win team to no juice this weekend. Losing Davante Adams. You can look at the salary cap, you can look at long-term plans, you can look at who wanted to be here, but when it gets down to it, you don't have a true number one wide receiver.
Can I switch? I'm going to put that as my number two. That's a great one. That's a good one.
For Aaron Rodgers to cook with, and that has been part of the issues.
Yeah, I'm going to amend mine. Injury slash loss of Devontae's three.
Okay.
Good list. Your turn is over.
That's a good amendment.
It ain't over till it's over, Yogi.
Number two on my list. The 2020 and 2021 mirage. Bill Barnwell has all the numbers on how the Packers played all these close games in 2020 and 2021, and it's why he predicted them to fall off each of the last 2 years, because they were playing close games, they were getting good breaks, fortunate turnovers, bad opponents, whatever the case may be. They were winning close games in a non-sustainable formula, unlike the Chiefs and the Bills and some of the other good teams around the league.
I didn't hear Barnwell saying that when they were the one seed the last 2 years.
Right,
so.
Right. Yeah.
Spare me, Bill.
Well, he didn't take a victory lap. He was wrong last year.
Because he lost.
Year.
Yeah, but I'll be right eventually when they fall off.
But
get
look,
out of here.
The regression to the mean, which he said would come, and whether you want to give him the credit or
later,
not.
4 years later, the regression to the mean. Yeah, great job.
They have lost a lot of close games this year.
They haven't lost. They lost a lot of blowouts, too.
Yeah.
But okay, great. Hey, good point, Bill slash Jesse.
They'd be above 500
Tosh,
if they had half.
You want to amend your list?
Why don't you get off Bill's?
Don't finish it.
Do you want to amend your list to include Jesse's thing on Bill?
I might put Jesse's notes on Barnwell is the fourth reason this team stinks.
Number one, Joe Barry. Defensive scheme stinks. Last year, that goes in with the Mirage deal.
Uh-huh.
Defense was a Mirage last year. Not
I want to
so
make sure,
year.
Because my Joe Barry piece, right, and it's a big piece, the disconnect. I want to add the Jair Alexander, God. Devondre Campbell play slip.
Oh, sure.
I'm not going to put it all on JB.
Rasul Douglas.
I'm not going to put it. I like Rasul. I'm not putting it completely on Rasul either. I'm mad at Jair. I'm down on Jair.
Okay. Do you have any more addendums?
Maybe.
Like you'd
I'll
like
see if you bring
list.
Up any good points. I might steal those, too.
All right. Well.
Knowing you, you're going to be hedgy with everything you say, so I probably won't steal
I don't think
steal.
So.
All right, go
I
ahead.
I don't think so. Number three, Joe Barry.
I still can't remember if I actually was bullied into apologizing to him last year or not. I do believe that I pushed for, the statistics are the same as they were the previous year under Mike Pettine.
You did apologize, by the way. And you should have, because the defense was much better last year.
Boy, they really dominated the 49ers in that playoff game, and now everybody thinks their defense was great last year. But Joe Barry was an erroneous hire. It was a mistake. And they're going to have to rectify that after the season. But listening to Matt LaFleur yesterday, they certainly aren't rectifying it during the season. He could not have been clearer. He doesn't think that he's the problem, period. Number two, the failure to adjust the offense to the inexperience of their wide receivers. Ooh, and that includes
Sammy
Watkins.
Taking some shots at your boy Matt LaFleur. I like that. You got LaFleur at two.
Sammy Watkins, also new to the offense, but these young guys who have started, I know Romeo Dobbs has...
Nobody was counting on Sammy Watkins but you. Continue.
Fair.
If I was the only one, that was counting on Sammy Watkins, then they would have signed someone other than Sammy Watkins this offseason.
Maybe they made some promises to a certain quarterback that they were going to and that didn't come to fruition. Maybe that happened.
Uh-huh. We'll sign somebody at the end of training camp and we'll trade for somebody at the trade deadline. Maybe. Neither of those things did occur, however, whether they were promised or not. But you needed to do things differently. You needed to do more paint by numbers instead of Rodgers being able to freelance with his version of the offense and painting it the way he wants to. He may be Picasso, but he didn't have the right paint mixture to be able to be Picasso, and they needed to adjust and do more paint by numbers.
Needed Holman Lindsay paint.
Couldn't agree with you more there. And number one, it was left off Tausch's initial list, but then added later. No doubt, Davante Adams makes this big of a difference. What is their record if Davante Adams is playing? What is it?
What's the Raiders' record with Davante Adams playing?
Is Aaron Rodgers playing for them too?
No, he's not.
So Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams with the Green Bay Packers in 2022, instead of 4-8, what are the Packers?
Y'all think that Davante Adams is that big a deal? And
he is. I do, because I don't think you said yesterday how disappointing Alan Lazard has been.
He has been. Well,
I agree. Do you think Lazard? Jason. I think Alan Lazard has the same numbers as he has now with Davante Adams playing, and Davante Adams has a ton of catches and a ton of yards, and Aaron Rodgers is able to do all the things he wants to do, and these other young guys get some opportunities and aren't pressed into the roles that they had, and they don't have Sammy Watkins on the roster.
Aaron Rodgers signed off on Alan Lazard being the number one wideout.
No doubt. I'm not absolving him of that, but you're asking me why I think Davante Adams is the number one reason. That's why. I think they're 8-4 instead of 4-8. I think it's a four-game swing.
Oh, boy. You think Davante flips four games for them?
I do. They lost on Sunday night in Philly by a touchdown. They lost.
They gave up 360. Is Davante tackling?
No, but they've won shootouts before when they had a bunch of offensive talent.
With the quarterback that's got ribs? Jason, that is a bold. I don't think you realize how bold of a statement that is.
It's bold.
Soundgraph that, Jesse.
It's bold, yep. I think also the juice box.
So they for sure beat Detroit.
Do you think they lose to the Giants?
I think they beat the Giants with Davante.
Do you think they lose to the Commanders?
The Patriots with him. I think they lose to the Patriots with him.
They lose to the Patriots with Davante.
Yes.
Against Bailey Zappe.
Yes.
Okay.
How does that happen?
I don't know. Nor does he. He just wants to be difficult.
Four-game swing for Davante.
I could be sold
on three.
Do they
lose to the Lions?
I don't know.
That's three.
Yeah. Lions.
And how about their offensive performance against the Titans, who, by the way, came in as one of the worst pass defenses in the league?
Titans had death by 5 yards at a time against us. So that's defensive.
Am I crazy? Do you think most Packer fans feel the same way as Jason?
Wait a minute. Before we get to most Packers fans, let's get to you after those four games I just gave you. Are you reconsidering your harsh criticism of my take?
No.
You should be.
Devontae's not going to win them four games by himself. He's just not.
Giants, Commanders, Lions, Titans.
Yeah, I think they've lose a couple other games with Devontae. I think you are what your team, what your record says.
Uh-huh.
You think that this team is an 8-4 football team with Devontae?
I do.
I love your
7-5 at the worst.
I love it.
Damn. I agree with Jason. I think they get three of those games.
God, it's great to have you on board, Jesse.
I think the Titans still win.
Oh, the juice. The juice box is full, people.
You think Aaron Rodgers thinks that?
Yes. Yes, I do.
You think Matty Ice thinks that?
Yes, I do. You may be the only one who doesn't.
You think Jason Vrabel thinks that?
I don't know.
You think Joe Barry thinks that?
Hey, since you are
4, wow!
I think he's coming around to it.
Well, I think he is too. It's killing him. No. He does not want to admit that this might actually be true.
No, I want to come on board with what you guys are saying. I can't get there because this team is so disconnected and so herky-jerky. There's no complementarianism with this entire operation. So I just have a hard time believing that Devontae would complement all this. Is he a great player? Yes. This team has got a losing mentality right now, and it's hard to pull out of that.
Yeah, but if they win games that they didn't win, maybe they have a different mentality.
I don't think you're crazy to say it. You initially said it. I thought it was crazy. And the more I'm thinking about it, I have to at least give it some credence.
All right. So here's a since I got crazy ideas, I got another one for you. Since you're talking about juice boxes, do you think, again, this would be an adult beverage only? I want to be very clear. But do you think they could make the Blue Mountains on a box-style beverage?
Well,
of course, liked.
I know that they have those little 18 packs that will stay blue. Like the outside will show you how cold it is. They got little cooler packs. Coors Light is always chill. Doesn't matter where you're at. Brewed with a 3-step cold process: cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged. Because it is made to chill in the mountains. Oh, the mountains on Coors Light's cold activated bottles and cans. They turn blue. That's when you know it is chilled to perfection. That's why it's always Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Time for trivia.
Oh, snap.
It is Tuesday. The Badgers have a new head football coach. The Badgers Outsider is here, all of which means it's time for Badgers Trivia Tuesday. Luke Fickell is the 31st coach in Badgers history.
Yes, he is.
Jesse, are you up for the challenge?
He also won 9 games this year at Cincinnati.
Caller 40. 31 plus 9.
We're going to make Jesse work. Caller 31 in honor of Luke Fickell being the new head football coach, the 31st in program history. 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 31 for Wilde and Tausch Trivia. Badgers Trivia Tuesday is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Tito's Vodka, America's original craft vodka. Find recipes and learn about their story at titosvodka.com.
Jesse is still answering calls. 844-770-3776.
We bite off more than we could thick.
No! No, we've done 100 calls before.
Know. That's a Tuesday.
So, what would you say the juice box is at for Wilde and Tausch Trivia today?
It seems like it could be higher. Just like my Prize Picks account could be higher. Told you
nice.
Guys, really had a tough stretch with the Jalen Hurts entry the other night. That was not good, but it's Taco Tuesday, and you guys know I love Taco Tuesday almost as much as I like 25X Friday. The beautiful part about it is 2 to 6 players, and you go off of their projections. You can do Giannis. You could go U.S. soccer today. You can get LIV golf. You can do Milwaukee Bucks. It's got plenty of different and entries. They only take 60 seconds or less. It's that easy. You have safe and fast withdrawals when you need a little bit of your Prize Picks cash to go buy holiday gifts, whatever it might be. And right now, if you deposit $100, Prize Picks gives you $100.
Wow.
If you deposit $50, Prize Picks will give you $50. And it's all use the promo code WI and you get that instant match. Prize Picks, again, it is a fun opportunity. Jump on in, enjoy the ride.
Jesse, how's that going over there for you?
I think he's got – I don't know what he's doing. It looks like he's on the phone. He's answering calls. So I think we got to buy a little time while he gets us our contestant.
No, I'm glad that we went with 31 and made it difficult on him. That is always a highlight.
He looks really frazzled, though. Like,
yeah?
Really frazzled.
Yeah? Kind of like I was when we didn't have the audio of
so
Matt LaFleur ready?
While we're waiting for Jesse, I had a couple texts during the commercial break, and people think you're nuts. with the injury to Rodgers' thumb,
who are
he's not
people?
Been as accurate.
And who the are these people?
Injuries,
name names.
And some of the other stuff, and the defense being as bad as it's been. Your point is you think if Devontae was there, all of a sudden that confidence is a lot stronger, and we don't go down that road. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. And again, they've lost. They're not. Let's say they lose the remaining five games and finish 4-13. They still won't be better than the 0-5 team that was the best 4-12 team in NFL
anybody
history.
Anybody being a better 4-12 team than that? We're not going to be 4-13.
I would agree.
We're going to end up somewhere between 7-10 and 8-9. That's where I
would
agree. This team goes.
But I think I have a hard time being convinced. Maybe I bit off more than I could chew, much like having caller 31. But at least three. They're at least 7-5. Maybe not 8-4. But they're at least 7-5.
You poll this, what does this come back at? Jason thinks it's 8-4. Do you think
are the people texting you predisposed to disagreeing with me on the rare occasions I have an opinion?
Nope.
Because I feel like there's a lot of Team Tausch folks out there.
No. I get plenty of heat when I'm wrong.
You just don't mention it on the air.
I didn't say that they would be 4-8. I think they'd be more along the lines of 6-6. I don't think they'd be. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's get to trivia.
Time now for trivia.
Oh, snap. Wildy and Tausch contestants are competing to win crispy, fresh, delicious snacks from Oh Snap Pickling Company. Win not just any snack will do. Experience Oh Snap Pickled Veggies. Oh, snap.
Jesse, how you doing over there?
I'm great, Jason. How are you doing?
He sounds exhausted.
That was a little bit of a drag. Here's the thing. I think our fans have gotten smarter now. When we say caller 31, people are just waiting to call. And
they don't want to call.
Therefore,
we go
the first 2 minutes of the break, and nobody calls.
Wow, interesting.
And then they start flooding in.
I love when people play chess.
Yep.
I like
strategery. Well, let's welcome in our contestant. I'm curious how many callers he was. It is Dave in Verona. Dave, good morning. How are you today, buddy?
I'm doing well, guys. Thank you.
Did you wait to call because we asked for caller 31? Did you use the strategy that Jesse mentioned?
Partially. I was caller 6, 14, and then 31.
Wow.
Smart.
Yeah, to Jesse's point, the fact that he went from 14 to 31 would indicate your theory is correct.
That's a late push, yeah. Smart.
Well,
all right. Question.
I waited a bit as well.
All right. Well, you're what matters is your caller 31, and you're our contestant for today. Question one, Dave. Most bowl projections currently have the Badgers heading to Yankee Stadium in New York to play in a bowl game that goes by which of these names? Is it the Big Apple Bowl, the Pinstripe Bowl, or the Have More Money Than Every Other Team But Still Not Win a Championship Since 2009 Bowl?
Well, although C is an attractive option, I think it's the Pinstripe Bowl.
Jesse, do you hate the Yankees?
I mean, doesn't everybody?
Yeah, you don't like the... If you're a small market team, you hate the Yankees.
Yeah.
It's just baked into
the game. Hate the Yankees, you hate the Red Sox, you hate the Dodgers. That's just how it goes.
Okay. And the Cubs.
Kind of hate the Yankees. You hate the Lakers.
Yeah.
Patriots.
All right, Dave. Which of these NFL rookies played for Luke Fickell and the Cincinnati Bearcats that reached the college football playoff last season and was the fourth overall pick of the 2022 NFL draft? Is it Garrett Wilson, Sauce Gardner, or Treylon Burks?
Oh, I am going to go with C, Treylon Burks.
That was a tough second question if you're not a
not really.
Draft guy.
You know that Treylon Burks is an Arkansas guy.
Really?
Right?
Who knows that?
That's a good point, Dave.
that's exactly right.
Fair enough. All right, that was a really rude question by Jesse.
It was Sauce Gardner.
Question three, Dave. Let's bounce back. Did you watch Wisconsin lose to Minnesota on Saturday? Yes, no, or I'm not sure. All three questions, all three answers would be correct.
Stupid.
All right, let me finish. That's funny, Jesse. Well done. If so, you saw Minnesota's backup quarterback throw for 319 yards and two touchdowns.
Is Joe Barry the D coordinator or what?
Was Joe Barry the defensive coordinator for Wisconsin? Yes, no, or I'm not sure. All right, here's the actual question. His last name is Kaliakamanis. What is his first name?
I ain't gonna lie to you. I called the game with the Matt and Mike. I don't know if I'm getting this one right.
All right, so Minnesota's backup quarterback's first name is Oa, O-A-H, Athan, A-T-H-A-N, or Olan, O-L-A-N. Also, fourth option, Olaf, the snowman from Frozen.
I want to know if Jesse made these questions after you picked color 31. Yeah,
this is I was really proud of this one.
He's cranky, and he took it out on our fans.
I knew watching the game Saturday. I wasn't sure how, but Kaliakmanis was getting into a trivia question.
You nailed it.
Well, thank you, Jesse. I'm going to go with B because B is always the right answer.
Had you applied that to Sauce Gardner, you'd have all three correct and four entries. Instead, Dave, you've got two right and three entries into Friday's drawing. Thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate you being a good sport.
You bet, guys. Have a good day.
That is Badgers Trivia Tuesday. The Badgers outsider is in the casa, seated alongside, although not as close as he sat to everybody's favorite punter, Brad Nortman. The Badgers Outsider, presented by PDS, is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Oh, snap! Wilde and Tausch trivia contestants are competing to win crispy, fresh, delicious snacks from Oh Snap Pickling Company. When not just any snack will do, experience Oh Snap Pickled Veggies. Oh, snap!
Not running across Barry Alvarez Field at Camp Randall Stadium because he's sitting in the Park Bank ESPN Madison studios already. But he is the Badgers outsider, and he is presented to us by PDS.
He is. PDS have been providing technology solutions and transforming IT for area companies for over 30 years. PDS is giving today's worker the true ability to work from anywhere as they balance work and life. PDS wants to be your trusted partner in driving success with enterprise solutions, digital workplace platforms, and managed services that fit your needs. PDS, Paragon Development Systems.
Derek, get comfortable. Scooch over closer to Tausch if you need to.
Why are you sitting so far away from him?
My brain's moving a mile a minute, so I gotta.
Thank you,
Lydia.
I don't care about Senegal playing ECU, so I don't have any interest in watching ECU Senegal.
Ecuador, Tausch.
Whatever.
Ecuador.
East Carolina is playing in the World Cup.
It says ECU on the screen. So,
Derek.
We got a lot of fake soccer fans in here. Huh? Once every 4 years, you guys are all, let's go soccer, right?
No, I'm not in there, I guess.
Derek, put in perspective your level of excitement, your reaction, your feelings. Try and encapsulate it all in one response.
Shocked. I was, let me give you this anecdote. I'm driving home from hockey on Sunday, and I'm coming down 151 by Beaver Dam, and we're going to stop and get my son Gavin and I get lunch or whatever. And then reports start to come across that it's fickle. And I I was shocked. I was just shocked. I mean, not good, not bad, not just in shock. So
not appalled.
Oh, definitely not appalled. No, we talked about Fickell on this show before 7-8 weeks ago. Jesse Nelson brought it up, and we were all bullish. I just didn't think it could happen. So we go to Burger King or some fast food place. This is the degree to which it blew my mind. I got back onto 151. Games are over. I'm heading back to Madison. I drove north. And my 9-year-old son told me 5 minutes later, "Dad, we've already driven past the Blue Barn." If anybody knows what I'm talking about, I took that last. I'd gone 7-8 miles before Gavin looked at me and said, "Dad, you're driving the wrong way." I would have been to Rhinelander by the time
151 didn't go to Rhinelander.
That is an expression of the shock I had gone into. I may have been wayward until I reached
Highway 2 or Highway 8.
Look, Bayfield.
All I know is I'd have been to a checkpoint in Canada before I finally caught my breath. And what I want to say is I love Jimmy Leonard, and I supported the hiring. And as
I love how everybody's
God, we all have to say that, don't
everybody's
we?
Prefacing. We all know, hey, we love Jimmy.
But no, I felt that as it wasn't happening, and it wasn't happening. But let me be very clear. I didn't hear a peep.
Well, you're an outsider.
I am an outsider, and this never been more apparent. I didn't know anything. Not one text message, nothing. But I will say this. The hiring of the guy that was the National Coach of the Year and has been to the playoff with the only team outside of a Power 5 that's done it, I mean, that's a coup. I mean, that's clearly a home
It's a fun
run.
Word. C-O-U-P.
C-O-U-P.
Coup.
Coop.
So, this is what I would parallel. When I was talking, you know, Brent Moss unfortunately passed away. We were talking about when Alvarez built that team and recruiting players like Joe Panos and Raymer and all these guys that came, Shackelford, where do you get those? What kind of message? And it was about that we're building something special here and that you believe that it could happen. And as I sat here with Nortman last week and off air and on air, we tried to put together the pitch for why someone would come play for Wisconsin. Brad and I had a really hard time off air and on air coming up with something convincing to the point that Jason said I was terrible on the show. And now all of a sudden, I feel like, wait a second, I've got a head coach that can sit in that living room and say, you want to be part of something that could be really special. I've won championships at Ohio State. I've been on the staff. I've taken on a team like Cincinnati all the way home. We can get, and here's how, and that is very compelling. That is very compelling, and it speaks to team football as opposed to just the me, NIL thing that is a lot of teams are mired in.
So that's great. But the me, NIL transfer portal world is the world we live in, Derek. And I heard him yesterday say that he doesn't want to use the transfer portal other than to fill some holes. And while we all have to say first, we love Jim Leonard, is that really vastly different than what Jim Leonard might say about how he would have gone about this? I'm not trying to be peeing the Cheerios guy. I'm just saying that I love the idea. I do. But it would seem to me that many college football players or prospective college football players are more interested in the me and the NIL and everything else than ever before. Well, right?
There's no doubt about that, but what did you want him to say, Jason? You want him to have an introductory press conference, talk about how he doesn't plan to get out there and talk to kids, that he's just going to grab talent? No, he's not going to say that. And it's, you know, if you listen to Steve Sarkisian down in Texas this week, Sark got on the mic and said the same thing Eliah Drinkwitz said at Missouri. Those two head coaches got up and said, we're not going to live and die by the portal and by NIL, and that basically, let me boil this down for everybody, is players are going to have to work through adversity and grow. And they can't, the grass is not always greener, and programs are not going to be entirely built on things like the portal, and you can't build a program on 5-star guys. There's only 30, 40 of them annually in the country anyway. It's kind of a wasted emotion to try and chase 5-star guys. So if you listen to the parallels of what Fickell said yesterday, same type of thing that that's what the head coaches are going to come out and say. They're going to say, this is about growth. It's still about development. We're still going to recruit hard within 300 miles, but make no mistake. The state of Ohio and surrounding states are now open to us in a way they were not before, and we will still have capabilities to recruit around Wisconsin. And that awareness is going to make us effective to fill gaps or to, I would say, build depth using the portal. And we're going to be more effective at that with Fickell as the head coach than we probably would have been with Jim Leonard as head coach. So another advantage. I think if you look at the resumes side by side, I mean, Fickell's the winner, and we're paying $8 million for it. I didn't even think we'd put the money out there. So that's kind of my thoughts. That's what the coaches are going to say, but I think Fickell does put us in a better position in the portal.
Yeah, you're not going to ever build anything with the portal. If the portal is your main piece, you can go and grab a player here and there, but just like in free agency and the NFL and everything else, you do that if you miss. You do that if you're in a spot where you need to add a player here and there. If you're banking on getting someone else's, I don't know what the right word is here, someone else's not
malcontents.
It's not a malcontent per se, but that's not sustainable.
I understand.
Building anything. So to Derek's point, I don't want him getting up here. I want him to say, I'm going to go and acquire as much talent as I can, but we are going to develop our players. If that's not, if you don't have somebody that is a firm believer in developing and building the program that way, it's the same thing in the NFL where it's, oh, why aren't you more active in free agency? Because you're paying top dollar, and it means you've missed a ton in the draft. That's why you do that.
I'm not saying you build your program around the portal, but on this very program last week while you were gone, Derek, you made it very clear that they need to be very active in the portal. You said that yourself.
I still agree with that.
Well, it's your point. I would hope that you would agree with it.
I think there's a delineation to be made between being active in the portal and Jason Wilde's now saying that we should build the entire program from the portal.
That's not what I said.
Now, Jason, in a perfect world, I guess we can just go pick out the portal.
But you get in the studio with Tauscher and you got to do this too?
No. Let me just say this. The portal, fine. Whatever. The biggest thing that I want to say something different than I've heard the last couple days, because I want to be valuable, right?
You want to be what?
I want to be valuable. I want to be of value when I say something. This is something I thought about this morning on the way in. Beyond the recruiting and the fact that we appear now committed to making the investments needed to shore up the program in those areas, Fickell has seen this work at Ohio State, and the way he strikes me as a look you in the eye and tell you how it is, authentic and kind of guy, he can say to Mac, he can say to Ted Kellner, he can say to other boosters, you know, the way you guys are doing this here right now, he can say to our friend Megan Jarabek, who's running the NIL, that program and raising money, this is how Ohio State's done it. This is how we've gained an advantage. This is the way you guys are doing it. It's not going to work. There's feedback that he can give as the executive of our program that I think we wouldn't get necessarily from someone else heading things up. I feel very confident that he's going to shape behaviors, shape policies, and be able to give feedback that's going to make us sustainable in some of those areas other than on the field, too. And I feel really good about his – and that'll be a lasting thing whether he stays here for a long time or not.
Derek Blakeslee is not entering the transfer portal. He is staying with us for another segment. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
The Badgers Outsider on Wilde and Tausch. He's brought to you by PDS, providing IT solutions and transforming IT for area companies for over 30 years. Find what solutions they can offer you at pdsit.net.
Continuing with the Badgers Outsider, Derek Blakeslee, presented by PDS. Derek, what else about yesterday? I don't know. Did you get to shake Coach Fick's hand like Tausch did?
No, I said yesterday that my invitation to the welcome reception was caught in my spam filter, apparently. I was not invited. Slap in the face. But
it's got a, It's got to hurt.
Yeah, I'm somewhere between where how Fickell felt and how Jimmy felt. It was probably me sitting there in the middle. No, I, you know, this is so exciting. I think about how we're going to go in the next few months, and I would also caution everybody, we got to be patient. Let Coach Fick build the roster and let him work. But, man, we're going to see some different things, especially offensively, that there's going to be some changes here in how things operate. And just talk to Jesse off air. A lot of these RPO looks where the coaches are finding matchups, they get a look at the defense, and then they sort of dictate. That might be something that's a little more sustainable. We saw Minnesota do that. They've killed us for 2 years doing that kind of thing. And how many times have we seen Ohio State make big plays against us at the end of a half or an end of a quarter or something like that, where they're making a read and hitting a tight end down the seam or just some type of explosive play? So this sort of, you know, Tausch and I, if you map our conversations over the last couple of years, it started out, how do we get to be Ohio State? How do we get in there and win in the West? Maybe it's not enough. We got to get a natty. And I'd say, well, we need more explosive plays. We need this. We need that. And then it started to sort of fell off a little bit. Started talking about, man, how do we eke out a win over Iowa this week? And then even at the beginning of this year, Tausch was like, are you very excited at all? And it's kind of like, well, yeah, if we can play well. And they're like, the word around town was the team wasn't going to be great, and we had a little bit of there was not a lot of leadership there, all the things we've already talked about. But now we've sort of changed the angle, the perspectives have changed, the storylines have enriched themselves, and now we have intrigue about the locker room and who's going to hire what we're going to do with strength and conditioning, where are we going to get money from the foundation, and how much year after year in order to maintain a level of success that's consistent enough, because what we'll need to deliver over time, if this works, is something that Cincinnati couldn't deliver, which is to be good or great every year. And so that this remains, or because it's more of a destination job than I thought, apparently. I was wrong there. But I was worried last week, if we get the unicorn, will that coach stay? And to do that, we need to put our money where our mouth is and all of the above as far as recruiting. We need a larger department. I think Coach Fick talked about that. We need to get out into new areas that we haven't had success in before. We got Ohio and the surrounding areas. We need to use the portal. We're going to be better there. And I think Mac is committed to that. When he said that he learned through COVID how important football was, the overall success of the whole university, that's when I think some wallets opened up, some minds changed, and we really pulled something off. It was a ballsy move. For Mac, there's a little bit of risk there, but very excited, super excited about it, and just looking forward to getting things going here and moving things in a positive direction.
So what are you going to do if we're not bowl eligible next year? You going to be all right with it?
All of that depends. And I think we will be bowl eligible next year.
Okay.
I think part of the portal and
I just don't want you to be one of these fans where it's all of a sudden you want this big splash and there takes some eggs being broken to make a good omelet. You know that as a
yes.
great chef. And it doesn't mean things are going to happen like that. It's not a snap of the fingers and let's move on. And there might be a need for some patience. Do we have that?
We certainly have it for a year. I think by year three or year four, I mean, Nortman sat here the other day. What did he say, guys?
2026.
Oh, and that just made your stomach drop. Man, we kind of lost our way. But when I watch the games, I always do say that talent needs to get better, but I also see some really good football players. You know, Keanu Benton appears on the weekly. We've still got guys that are really good. Herbig. It's not like we need to build from the ground up. We just need to get to a higher level. And we've had the locker room wasn't great this year, and the enthusiasm wasn't really great coming in. It was a time for change. The way we did it, the way Mac orchestrated it, may have not been conventional, but at the end of the day, it's a winner. And if next year it's not great, we've had 4 or 5 years here since 2017 where it hasn't
exactly.
been awesome.
It's been pretty mediocre the last couple of years.
If we start to see signs, we're looking for signs. We're looking for plays on offense.
Signs everywhere, a sign.
You're a rapper, not a singer, Tausch. Stay in your lane. One of the greatest rappers of a single I've ever.
That was an Ace of Base.
It was something.
And I love that song back in the mid-90s.
I don't think the signs you went with there was Ace of Base. I think that was the Tesla version.
What does that mean?
Tesla came out with a cover.
Signs everywhere, signs.
Ace of Bases. I saw the sign, and it opened up my eyes. I saw the sign.
I'll have to fact check that.
I pretty much just laid it out there.
Was
that some outsider falsetto?
It was not auto-tuned, and that was what was special about it. You'd think we have those kind of capabilities here. We don't. That's acapella.
We definitely do not.
Yep.
All right, Derek, one last thing before you go. And by the way, I do find it amazing when I think back that we sat in our very...
ECU got knocked out. Oh, boy, those poor East Carolina.
Tough one for East Carolina, the Pirates.
Pirates, yeah.
Derek,
great win for Senegal, though.
Wilty's getting just... You guys are too much.
Did you have any more World Cup updates you wanted to get in there?
I know how violent of soccer fans y'all are. I want to make sure I updated you.
2 hours to USA. 2 hours.
I'm not a fake soccer fan. I'm not a soccer fan of much of anything. Derek, I do want to ask you this, though. And I do think it's interesting that we went into the season in this same configuration talking about, is the season a disappointment if you win all your games except for losing to Ohio State in the regular season and in the Big Ten championship game? And it obviously did not go that way. We all keep having this caveat about how much we like Jimmy. We heard Luke Fickell talk about how he has been in that same spot. Jimmy's got to ask himself, where does he want to be in 5 years? Where does he want to be in 10 years? That'll help him decide where he wants to be next year. Do you think that if you were Jim Leonard, A, you would stay because it's best for your career, and B, that you'd be capable of doing that after the disappointment of not getting the head coaching job?
Well, if there's one thing we know about Jim that we've learned from his decision-making is it's a little bit different than most in the profession because he's been very successful on the football field in the NFL, and his family loves Madison. So he's made sacrifices, and his balancing act, and we all have a balancing act in our lives, and so does Fickell, 6 kids and a whole lot going on there. I think that Jim, man... I think they're going to meet on Wednesday, I'm told. I don't know what the result of that will be. If he stays, there's some complexities there that would be really interesting. But from a football perspective, I feel real comfortable with the product they would be able to put out there. The type of staff overall that they would be able to bring in together and our ability to try to... We have not built a fence around Wisconsin real well the last couple of years. Let me tell you, I read some examples here. It's been concerning. So he has to know he can provide value in keeping the state of Wisconsin and keeping some recruits home and have a good job that fits what his family wants. But he has options. He will have money thrown at him. He is going to be still a hot commodity because I think he's done a great job. Everyone knows I think he did a great job. So
yeah,
I hope
told us this entire set.
I hope he does what's best. I hope he does what's best for him. I don't know what that is.
I agree. I hope he stays. I feel better about the opportunity of him staying than I would have never guessed that he'd even be having these conversations. Nice work, Derek.
Exciting
times,
guys. Why don't
you go crack you a Tito's? Simple, smooth, and every sip as easy as the last. Tito's handmade vodka. It tastes just as good with tap water as it does with your favorite mixer. And back in the day, Tito, he distilled it, he hand bottled it, he taste tested it. You know what I'm looking forward to? Scarves. Me and my old buddy Jason walk around with a Tito's scarf. Anything better than that? I don't know. No frills, no flavors, no fancy labels. Just the good stuff. Just Tito's. For recipes, videos, and scarves, go to titosvodka.com. Crafted to be savored responsibly.
It's a lot easier to walk around with a Tito's scarf if you've been given a Tito's scarf as opposed to if you haven't been given a Tito's scarf. Derek, we're giving you a Tito's boot. Thanks for coming by. We appreciate you. We'll kick off the 11 o'clock hour in 2 minutes. It's Wildy and Tausch.